Just a thought about turning it on in the third period there. How'd you feel about the game and just being able to elevate it in the third period?
Yeah, not every game's going to be perfect. Sloppy start from us in the first period for sure. But like you said, it's nice to be able to respond and elevate your game and take a hold of it, towards the end of the second and the third.
Yourself at 48, next game's in Toronto. I'm going to ask you about, does that mean anything to be able to get 50 in Toronto?
yeah. I mean, like, obviously, it would be special, but I'm not focused on it. Like, I'm sure I'll be asked about it a lot tomorrow and on Saturday. Obviously, have a look at it now, which is kind of cool to go into the game and you have an opportunity to do that. But really, I just want to win there. I don't think I've won there since I've been here. So it would be great to go in there and to win.
Matias was saying that after the first, you guys weren't thrilled with the way things were going, had a little chat, and obviously it got a lot better after that. Just, how important is it for you guys to be able to self-correct as a group like that?
Extremely important, I think. As you go on, I think we've experienced it now. Having gone to the conference finals in the second round, like in the playoffs, things don't always go your way. There's so many good teams that you're not going to just sweep. You're going to go through some adversity, and in each game, even games you win, you're going to go through times where it's not going well, and the other team has momentum, or the other team's got a hold of the game, and you need to find a way to elevate your game and to kind of bring it back, and you can't just. It doesn't just happen. It takes a year to figure out, how to do that, how to elevate your game, how to grab a hold of a game when things are going well, how to simplify a game. And I think we have a lot of guys in this locker room who have a lot of experience and who can speak to it and wake the group up. And that we had that today.
So how close do you guys think you are to your ideal game as a team?
I mean, I think... Obviously, we had a 16-game winning streak, so there was a stretch there where we couldn't lose, right? Or it felt like that, at least. And I think that, when the trade deadline goes, you get your team. Like, you have your team, you make additions. We've made some great additions. And I think, everybody's starting to get comfortable. And I think, a couple, 2 weeks to a month after the deadline, you're really trying to figure out what's your ideal lineup. Like, what makes the most sense for your team? Who should go where, what should happen. So I think there's a sorting out process after the deadline, and I think these last, 15 games left, I think that's where you really ramp up your game and you figure out, how you're going to win. And I think we have a really good sense of what our identity is and how we're going to win. And obviously that's speed and taking care of our own end. So I think we're in a good spot. Well, I hope it's not overlooked. He's got an unbelievable shot, first and foremost. Like, he's got one of the heavier shots, one of the heavier slap shots, I think you'll see. And I think you're right. Like, he's underrated in the regards to the way he moves on the blue line and creates space in the O-zone. Him and Vuch have such great chemistry and reading off each other and making plays. And it really feels like, it's like a five-man unit. Out there, with those two especially, they're just so dynamic. And obviously, Vuch runs the power play as well. So Vuch's, he should be at least well regarded as one of the best two-way defenders in the league. I think he's taken that step to kind of put himself in that category. And I think Ekki is one of the, likewise, like when I played against him, he's one of the hardest players to play against. Just with regards to his ability to shut down the other team's opponent, but then, like you said, has the ability to break the puck out, get in the rush, shoot the puck, make plays. I mean, with a lot of the game before, he set up Rico, backside. He's done that a bunch, jumping in. So the two of them together, obviously, are an elite pair.
I might be reading it a little bit wrong, but it feels like a few of the goals you've scored lately, you've almost shaken your head afterwards, like you're just... whether it was the play that was made to you or keep going in, but it almost like this look of kind of like, I don't know if disbelief is the word. Are you feeling some of that out there?
I don't know. I think like, goal scoring has been pretty consistent this year, which in general, I think goal scoring can be inconsistent. Like, you can go through stretches of games, even the best goal scorers can go through stretches where you're just, you know, for whatever reason, it's not going in. You know, you're hitting posts or whatever the case may be. I've been fortunate, you know, this year. I've obviously been going to those areas and been playing with, you know, pretty special players. So when they make one of those plays, maybe that's kind of where you're seeing me go, you know, that's a pretty good play. Like, you put it on a tee for me. Thanks, you know. So that's probably what you're seeing. But, yeah, this today, obviously, Eki makes a great play. One goes off the glove and goes in, and then the other one, Connor, just puts it right perfectly for me, and I was able to kind of step into it. But it's been a fun year, obviously, so we've just got a lot of time left and a lot of time for this group. We're really excited about the group. So.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.